Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
Some guests in the studio today. We have Thomas Viso and Ricky Landell from FundraiserWrestling.com. FundraiserWrestling.com.
Welcome,
these guys
gentlemen.
Have been volunteering their Saturdays to come here and sell tickets, and they're going to be here next Saturday, August. What day would that be? The 15th. August 15th from 10 till 2 or so, they're going to be selling tickets again. August 29th is the big date, fundraiserwrestling.com. If you can't come, you can purchase tickets. How much are they, guys?
$10.
$10 each. Gun for Hire mass email will be going out as well. I just want to talk about how our community is here. This event these guys put together out of the goodness of their heart. It's benefiting two people, and you guys want to share with us who this fundraiser wrestling benefit is for?
Sure. It's for
Go ahead.
NJ State Trooper Bill Fearon, who's also an instructor here at Gun for Hire, and Adam Benny, who is a ex-fire chief in Lodi, volunteer fire department, 25 years of service there. Both of these guys are really great community guys, so we're here putting our own community together to help them out.
And it's going to be in Lodi on August 29th. At what time?
7 o'clock. It's at the Boys and Girls Club.
And it's a family-friendly event?
Family-friendly. Bring the kids. There's a lot of characters. We have a musical act that's going to perform at intermission. It's about a two-hour show, so, you know, 7 o'clock to 9, 9:15.
For lack of a better explanation, I guess, is this like a miniature version of a professional wrestling match?
Sure.
Yeah. Or a local version?
It's a local version. We call it independent wrestling.
And there's rivalries and everything that go on?
There's rivalries. There's going to be a lot of characters on the show. We have two former WWE guys that are going to be on the show.
That's pretty cool.
Nunzio and Tony Mamaluke, who are also ECW guys.
Wow.
The full-blooded Italians, so they're going to be on the show.
That's great.
Yeah.
So it's at August 29th, 7 p.m. in Lodi. Tickets can be purchased at Gun for Hire at the reception desk. They can be purchased August 15th from 10 to 2 in the front lobby of Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range. And people can also go online, which is fundraiserwrestling.com.
Absolutely.
And purchase the tickets. You can also donate money. You can volunteer services. You can buy tickets and not show up. You can buy tickets and give them away.
Absolutely.
You know, Tom mentioned to me last Saturday, these guys volunteer their time all day to sell tickets. He's like, we could use three sponsors. So I post on Facebook looking for three sponsors. How long did it take to get those three sponsors?
About an hour.
Three sponsors stepped up, $250 each.
Yeah, it's great.
Brian Morganwick, who's a commercial real estate broker.
Yep.
Billy Newport, who we sponsor his daughter, Sophia Newport, as a shooter.
Yep.
And who was the last one?
I think it was Brian McIntyre.
Brian McIntyre. I mean, these guys, boom, just stepped up, wrote a check for $250,
yeah,
and became
really
sponsors. So we're looking for more sponsors.
Absolutely.
For the event and show. And again, I'm going to be there that night, and we're just going to make it a nice family thing. And then we go someplace afterwards.
We go to Blackjack Mulligan's. They're our main sponsor for the show. It's literally right down the block from the venue that we hold the event at. And, you know, it's a good time. We're there by 10 o'clock. Food's great there. 279 Passaic Street in Garfield, Blackjack Mulligan's Public House.
They'll be doing door prizes.
Yeah, we talked with one of the owners last night. He's getting a bunch of door prizes. So if you bring your ticket stub from the event, he's going to give out raffle tickets, and they're going to raffle off a bunch of different things.
I'll probably donate like a gold membership or something that night,
okay,
too.
Great.
You guys can pick it up from Kenny today, as
okay,
a matter of fact. So I'll
great,
definitely
fantastic,
donate
thank
a
you,
gold membership. So $10 ticket, bring your stub to Blackjack Mulligan's. You could win a $500 membership to the range,
wow,
too.
That's awesome.
Very
awesome.
How's that? How's
thank
that?
You. Yeah.
Don't leave without seeing Kenny, because we're going to throw you out after two segments or so. But make sure you get the gold membership. I'm really looking forward to it. I haven't been to a professional wrestling match for years, and I mean, this is up close and personal.
I mean, you're
that's exactly right.
You can reach out and touch the guys. That's how close you are.
I mean, it's really cool for the kids, but as an adult too.
And
now, can
it.
I wrestle Sandy?
Hey, whatever you guys, well, whatever's going to sell tickets. So
whatever you do in your personal life is what you guys do.
Oh. Wait a minute. You got two promoters in here. They're going to say no to something
yeah,
like
right,
that?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Can somebody teach me how to put Sandy in a figure four four leg locks.
Absolutely.
Figure four. What is that?
I don't remember it from the 70s.
That's Ric
right?
Flair. Yeah. Ric Flair was with a figure four leg lock.
Figure four leg lock.
Take you to school.
Okay. I'm going to put you in a figure four leg lock. And then.
And these guys know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And then there's also the what do you. You rub the powder in a guy's eyes. This is what I remember.
This is what you want to do to him. You want to rub powder in his eyes. Yeah,
and then I'm going to be like George at the Animal Steel. I'm going to go bite the turnbuckle. Right? Isn't that what he said?
Absolutely. Yeah.
He's acting like he's not a wrestling fan, but he knows what everybody does.
I watched wrestling in the 60s and 70s. No, the people I'm referencing to, right?
Absolutely.
The Animal Steel was 70s, right?
Yep.
It had to be.
70s,
80s. Early 80s, too, yeah.
Yeah, I lost it in the 80s. When I started driving and stuff, I kind of lost interest in that. But that's like a cult following. When I was a kid, I loved that stuff.
Absolutely.
Man. We love to talk about. Well, there was very limited entertainment. That was fun.
Oh, yeah,
the way they produced it with the rivalries.
Was it on TV
everything.
At the time?
It was on like Channel 13.
Oh, and what they used to do is they used to actually come to the local towns. So they would be in Garfield High School or the local high schools doing the what they called the B shows. So it's like what we're doing now is what they used to do.
Gotcha. So you're carrying on a long-held tradition here.
Yeah.
And how often do you do these?
We try to do four a year.
Wow, you keep busy then.
For worthy causes, that's it.
God bless you guys.
Our feeling is enough time between the events to help promote and get as many people in as we can. We're doing another one October 17th for Bergen Community, the student veterans there. So that's our next one after this.
Yeah,
they're starting an emergency fund for them, guys that come back from deployment who have to choose between tuition or paying rent. This is going to help them offset that cost.
That's great.
Yeah.
So that's
great.
Our next
so
event.
Everybody listening, you know, we have this event August 29th, but keep wired into fundraiserwrestling.com, especially if you go that night and your kids enjoy it, or your bunch of you guys go out and enjoy it, and then go to Blackjack Mulligan's afterwards. You know, we'll all meet up there. Blackjack's is graciously donating door prizes. Anybody else listening, you have any door prizes you want to donate,
absolutely.
Go to fundraiserwrestling.com. If you're on Facebook, it's Thomas Viso, V-I-S-O, Ricky Landell, L-A-N-D-E-L-L. And is there a web Facebook page for Fundraiser Wrestling. So go on and give these guys a message if you want to donate anything or volunteer services. I bought a bunch of tickets. I volunteered. I would pay to bring kids there if needed or whatever. So let's just everybody, you know, dig in your pockets a little bit. It's for a worthy cause, helping these guys. These guys have been sitting, you know, two weekends in a row, sitting there all day hawking tickets. I fed them both days. That's why they're coming back.
That's why. That's the only reason.
Food's not bad, right?
Food's good.
Food's great.
Food's good.
So tell us a little about what's going to go on that night. Like, what could people expect? I show up at 7 with my 9 kids. What do I expect?
So you're going to show up. There's going to be, you'll walk in. They'll see the big, we have a whole big setup. Sometimes there's wrestlers out there that they can meet and greet with. The show usually starts promptly at 7, so we tell people to get there about 6:30. By the time you get in, there'll be concession, there'll be food, merchandise to buy from the wrestlers.
Okay.
Get autographs at intermission.
50-50.
50-50, all this kind of stuff. And like we said, it's 6 matches. You know,
7. With Santi and I.
With 7 with you guys.
6.5.
6.5. Yeah.
6.25.
Yeah, 6.
You know, so you,
6 3/8.
Yes,
you come
6
in.
6 3/8.
2-hour event. it's we keep it moving, fast paced, a lot of characters.
Yeah, and like you said earlier, it's much more intimate than if you're going to the Garden or a large arena where you're sitting up in the nosebleeds. Can
oh,
barely
right.
see
yeah,
what,
you're right there.
You're right there. It's right in front of you. You can't miss anything. It's definitely a different experience. I think it's a better experience
sure.
than, you know, sitting a mile away from the
right.
action.
Well, you really can't see anything other than the giant you know, jumbotron.
Exactly.
No, it's great. There's no guardrails, so I mean, like I said, everybody's up close and personal.
I love it. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm bringing my girlfriend. She's never been to any of these. She's seen it on TV. She's watched the movie Nacho Libre. So, you know, these guys, listen, I'm a player. I'll jump in the ring. I'll put a mask and a cape on. I did it for a photo here. This is for Bill Fearon. This is for Adam Bene. This is for these guys, Ricky Landell and Richie Rotten and Tom Viso and for everything they're doing and Blackjack Mulligan's. I'll jump right in. I'll play around. I don't care. I think it's great for the kids. So everybody listening, I really want to see you there that night.
Yeah, reach out to us. We're available. We're easy to access. Please give us a call
or
email.
Come,
and you can
you
can even buy tickets and not show
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
Right?
We took a lot of donation tickets.
Donations.
Mm-hmm.
$10 donation.
And we give them to the kids at the Boys and Girls Club.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? I bought 20 tickets to give to the kids at the Boys and Girls Club, and I'll buy more if they need them. I don't care. Sandy, you should come up with Dye that night, and then we'll eat something. Food's good at Blackjack Motors.
Food is really nice. Good.
I would have to come a very long way, though.
I don't care. Well, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be down in Atlanta.
So what? It's a quick drive.
It's a quick drive.
Oh, by the way, did you get the email? I booked you for the Blade Show next year.
I saw that. Yeah.
Okay, so clear your calendar.
She's a psychopath.
Okay. I booked this hotel, bought his tickets. It's too early to buy a flight yet, but I will.
You already said you have no choice now, bitch.
That was my email.
Like, I don't know. I have to see what happens. You got no choice now, bitch.
Now, is Adam Bene going to be there that night?
We're hoping he's going to be there. He's going in for surgery this week.
And Bill Fearon has said he shouldn't
Bill
try to be there.
Bill said he should be there.
Okay. Yeah, we saw Bill the other day. He looked great.
He was here. Yeah. I missed him. He was here last Saturday.
We took pictures with him.
I saw the post.
Yeah.
You go on the Facebook page, they're right there.
Yeah. So remember that we're doing this for two guys that are fighting serious battles right now. So hopefully they'll be well enough to show up and get involved in the whole camaraderie.
If not, we know their families are going to be there. Adam's family's going to be there.
Yeah. And we're Bill's family, so we'll be there. Exactly. Guys, I really want to thank you. FundraiserWrestling.com, Fundraiser Wrestling on Facebook. We more sponsors, $250 apiece. Any gifts, anything you have, please. Ricky, Tom, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Waldorf Chiropractic is conveniently located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Dr. Eric published his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. If you or anyone you know is within a 30-mile radius of Bridgewater, New Jersey, please check out Waldorf Family Chiropractic, waldorfchiropractic.com, and he also has a Facebook page. If you're further away, refer friends and family, but help those who help us and keep it in the family. Thank you again, Dr. Eric. I have stellar news here today.
Stellar?
Yes. The Wicked Witch of the West, Attorney General Kathleen Kane from Pennsylvania, is being charged and criminally indicted Thursday. Yes. This is the woman who got rid of the Utah reciprocity, the Florida reciprocity with Pennsylvania. She's been rife with accusations and stuff and criminal stuff. Well, some of her political foes pissed her off, so she had state troopers go and pull out grand jury documents, sealed grand jury documents, and she leaked them to the press and to the other lawyers on the parties against them. A 42-page criminal complaint came out against it. She's been under fire since day one, by the way. She does whatever she wants, all right?
But dirty politician.
She's been charged with perjury, official oppression, obstruction of justice, threatened the future of the state's highest-ranking female elected official, and delivered a stunning blow to political career that was once considered on a steep ascent. She's been asked by the district attorney to resign. She refuses to resign.
Of course. They're never going to resign. You got to drag these people out kicking and screaming.
Correct. They've already had troopers come forward and say that they were ordered to go and get sealed documents out of filing cabinets and give them to her on cases that she had no privy to. So, and this goes back all the way to 2014. she refers to her adversaries as she's in a war with them, and she will do anything to punish them.
Ooh.
Okay? So she leaked documents.
Including using Pennsylvania taxpayer money to do this, and she's a rabid, rabid anti-gunner.
Correct. Two of her supporters were under criminal investigation, and she ordered the Attorney General's office to stop the investigations on them. Okay? Those were political supporters.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And she raised questions about how she handled some long-shuttered corruption cases. And so they just appointed a special prosecutor that's going to investigate this. But Kathleen Kane is no friend of gun owners. She's no friend of Pennsylvania, to be quite honest. And let me tell you something. She's perjured herself. She's committed a multitude of crimes.
That's what happens when a state goes purple.
Correct. Correct. So she's under fire. And for our listeners that had Utah and Florida non-resident carry permits, she squashed that with one signature. Right. And we're hoping that when she's gone, we'll be able to get that back again and get some Second Amendment rights.
Well, the problem is that the state of Pennsylvania voters vote in, and it's usually just Pittsburgh and Philadelphia.
Correct.
That vote in a lot of the anti-gun politicians.
Correct.
You know,
I got to say, these guys, Ricky Landell and Tom Viso, that just left. It's amazing. They don't make any money, by the way. They
really
front all the money for these shows. They do it for fun, and they do it for charitable reasons. And they've been coming here every Saturday. That's why I've been feeding them breakfast and lunch. Park Royal Canteen, because these guys come here. We set up the table. They set up all their stuff. They bring the belts. They talk to everybody walking in and out of the door for 4 or 5 hours straight. And again, you know, they're doing well in ticket sales here. We have, you know, again, a great tight knit community. But there's people out there like that do this that helps me and keeps and restores my faith in this great country
and mankind.
We live in. Yeah. Yeah. And because, you know, you get so beat up every day about the shit that goes on in this world.
Yeah. Right.
And when I see guys like that, you know, it does restore my faith big time. And they're just good guys. And they're both working today. They ran here like their lunchtime to be on the show for 15 minutes and then leave. And then they're going to be back on the 15th selling tickets again. So I want to see everybody out there. Let's have a good time. You know, we promoted the train thing last year, and a lot of people had fun at that train show.
Right.
You know,
it's something we didn't even know about.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. So for Captain Brusgard and his whole train collector thing. And we'll do it again this winter. But I'd like to see people go online.
It's kind of fun to, I mean, even to do something that is not gun related, but just to come out as a group, as a community, too, to help kind of really one of our own.
Correct. Two of our own.
Yeah.
And I think it would be a great thing to do. I wanted to talk a minute. September 13th, right around the corner, Spartan Race, 108 people. We ordered the shirts today. About 20 people didn't respond to shirt sizes or names. So
you guessed?
The back of the shirt says Stand Strong, and we ordered larges and extra larges. And I ordered, I think, 6 shirts that say Anthony's Bitch on it, which we'll have some fun with. The Spartan Race is, again, sold out. Maybe next year you'll be able to get into it. If you've seen the debate, I was very disappointed in the Republican presidential debate.
You're going to be on Megyn Kelly tonight.
I'll be on Megyn Kelly tonight, Alexander Rubian, and a few other pro-2A people. They're going to have us on a panel with pollster Frank Luntz, and we're going to be talking about, I guess, Second Amendment issues. A lot of us 2A advocates there. What I don't understand is, I mean, the only Second Amendment thing brought up last with Megyn Kelly was Rand Paul said he doesn't want his marriage or his guns registered in Washington, D.C.
Pretty much it, yeah.
kind of disappointed with the whole thing. I kind of appreciate that Trump is forcing clients to address issues that they normally wouldn't address. The problem is, after the debate, you got like people like, well, I was really impressed with Mike Huckabee. I was really impressed with... Guys and girls, wake up. They read Mike, an effing soundbite that Mike they've been
Huckabee.
Studying
right,
and refining
yeah, right.
their entire career.
Of course, yeah.
When they get into Washington,
Chris Christie
D.C.
All of a sudden, now Chris Christie is now pro-gun.
Yeah. When they get into Washington, D.C., it is back to status quo. It's all about their own personal survival, and they could give a shit about us.
Correct.
Okay?
Correct.
I think, believe it or not, Ben Carson would probably be the best because he's the most ignorant to our political system.
Right.
So he would come in with a clean slate.
Well, think about exactly how the Founding Fathers set this whole thing up, and it worked so well. You're a farmer, you're a doctor, you're a storekeeper.
A brain surgeon.
Yeah, brain surgeon. You come, they didn't have brain surgeons, well, sort of.
You were a bloodletter.
A bloodletter. You came in.
You were leech administer.
You served your country. And then you went back home and lived under the very laws you created.
You mean you weren't a career politician?
Yeah. And that's why we've got some of the shittiest laws we've ever had, because these people don't ever have to live in it. Like you said, they're glitterati. They come.
Correct.
They make the laws. They make us live under them. And then they skate out.
Exactly. For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house, with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom. Oh, for the people.
With the news, events, and political shenanigans impacting your freedom, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
Woo-hoo. And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites. MontvilleOffice.com. Just the type of people I know, Ron Suso probably either bought wrestling tickets already or donated or something, because
exactly.
We're all cut from the same cloth. But Montville Office, Montville Executive Suites in Montville, New Jersey, 38 private offices, a meeting room and a party room that can hold up to 70 people. You can do everything there. Starting at $58 a month, you can put yourself in a professional environment that you can entertain clients and grow your business. Did you hear what I said? For as little as $58 a month, okay? You can get out at a coffee bar where you got jackasses like me coming in saying pro-gun. They just expected it in Wayne. I did it pro-gun, and
do they know you by now?
Yeah, I told a guy, some guy said, pro-gun, guns are bad. I said, you need more oxygen in your diet. He wasn't happy with it.
And then
I went to Livingston, I think Mount Pleasant Ave or Pleasant Valley Way or something, and I told a girl pro-gun, and she asked me three times. For you people out there that are reading this, I'm trying to get it to go viral. It's not for hot drinks. It's only cold drinks. They ask you your name. They either write it on the cup or they print it on the receipt. And then what you do is you play chicky, you lay low on the other side of the store, and they'll say green tea lemonade for pro gun, and you don't and let it sit there for a minute, and then they go green tea lemonade for pro gun, and then you go, oh, I'm pro gun, and people look and they laugh, and some people say they're pro gun. Now I hear from people who go to Starbucks in Vermont, they think it's hysterical because they're all pro gun already.
Yeah,
you know,
right,
this really only works well in New York, New Jersey, you know, Massachusetts would probably be good. I haven't tried it there yet. Overall, I'm not really a big fan of Starbucks, but I like to poke the bear in the eye. People are like, why do you go there? They're anti-gun. Yeah, I know, but I still like to have a little fun with things.
Sure,
okay?
Why not? Why do
I
you
go
stay
to New
away?
York. Bloomberg right. was there. De Blasio is pushing him towards communism. I go there.
Pushing him toward?
Into communism. His approval rating is like 20% right now.
He's
done.
Mayor Moonbeam. He doesn't know. He doesn't care.
He really don't give a shit.
He doesn't care.
So Christie was being interviewed in Iowa after he had his temper tantrum. I'm sure a lot of people saw that viral video. And he said that he will probably pardon these people. Elizabeth Griffin from Daytona Beach, who was arrested visiting Liberty State Park in Jersey City. And the other gentleman, the guy that came up, Brian Fletcher, that came up to work.
Yeah, to work, to volunteer to fix down cell towers after a storm.
He's already pardoned Stefan Josie, Brian Aiken, and Shanine Allen. When he's gone, we're dead.
But the moron thinks this is a solution. This is his solution. He admits that the gun laws in New Jersey are crap gun laws. He admits, well, so he says this because he's playing for the soundbite.
He's running for president.
Yes, exactly. Well, if they are crap, Governor, you could have done something about them for the entire time you're here, but what did you choose to do? You appointed two rabid anti-gun AGs to serve you.
Correct.
So that's how anti-gun, that's how pro-gun you are.
It's so easy to say, well, if the Democrats put something on my desk for to sign,
it's
or
just
the,
a, it's
or
the same thing he does with taxes and everything else. I really chuckled when he said when he talked about how great the state of New Jersey is doing compared to what it was when he got it.
Well, correct.
Sadly, this tax break, I don't know, did you get a tax break, a business tax break, and your business tax credits? I didn't.
Hell no.
Maybe it's because we don't own huge pharmaceutical companies.
Correct.
Maybe that could be the reason.
Correct. Correct.
But Main Street is getting it square up the wazoo, and do we really want to bring that to the, you know, after an Obama presidency? We're just bringing more of the same in, aren't we?
Boy, they really ripped Obama and Hillary during the debate too, by the way.
Well, what else are they going to do?
Correct.
Mean, it's a clown car with a cameras. It was a joke.
Yeah. I just got a message. Someone from Fox will call you today with a little chat pre-interview. Just be yourself. They're just putting in the notes so they know how to seat you and who to seat you by.
No, dude,
I want to sit alone. Put Mongo in the corner.
Yeah, don't be yourself.
I'm never going to be my. I am what I am.
Behavior. Yes, exactly.
Sandy, let's discuss this a little bit. The debate. Did you think they pretty much censored Ted Cruz in the debate last night?
Well, it was kind of
was he there?
Yeah. It was kind of interesting how
did
they pushed him out of the way and the poor brain surgeon, you know, the people who you really wanted to hear from, you didn't hear from, and you've got, Donald Trump being Donald Trump, which is he's not running for president. He's just trying to prop up his organization because Donald Trump's business is being Donald Trump.
Correct.
This is a great way for him to get free publicity. Hey, kudos. Hats off to you. Right. But I mean, probably when he speaks, I think his medication level is a little low. Personal opinion.
So do I. So do I. I mean, listen, this is the guy's a billionaire. He lives in a fantasy world.
He says he's a billionaire.
Oh, I know. Well, his dad left him a ton of money.
Yeah, his dad started. Yeah. He started out a billionaire. Yeah.
Here's $100 million, son. See if you could do something with this. You know,
just like our dads. Did.
Yeah, same thing. Thanks, Dad. So he's not a self-made millionaire billionaire. By
no,
the way.
Of course not.
The only thing I think Trump would be good for is our country is bankrupt, and he's got a lot of practice handling bankruptcies.
He's got a lot of practice while forcing companies in. I've used the laws.
You saw that, yeah.
Yeah, that was.
My
wife had that crap on. I heard it from the other room.
Carson, I liked Carson, but, you know, he's
a brain surgeon.
Yeah, he's not.
He was scared to death. Yeah. You know, he was, you know, a lot of the problems that you have with these staged events is you've got some of the people who make the best. Who would make the best leaders are not going to be the most charismatic. And unfortunately, we live in a country now, in a world really, that does everything based on television sound bites. And who is the most, it's a popularity contest.
I got to tell you, though, I do prefer a governor over a senator or an assemblyman to be president if I had to pick between the three. Because, you know, a governor is basically like a mini president. And, you know, I got to give credit where credit's due. Christie didn't take no shit from Rand Paul yesterday. He took the gloves off and went toe-to-toe with him, you know?
Yeah.
And Christie's good for that. And I'd like to see Christie in a smaller debate. You know, I think he would shine. You know, he said to Rand Paul yesterday, it's easy for you. You sit in a room in a subcommittee and you pass laws and shit. And then me as the governor, I have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to live it every day. We have to deal with these cases, and I think that you have a governor who have a better touch of reality than someone from the legislative branch of the government.
I just wish Chris Christie was not a big government progressive,
borderline
Democrat.
Well, then Scott Walker would be a pretty good shot for you here.
Yeah.
I mean, elected in 2011 or 2001.
And then he turned that whole state
around.
And
he beat a recall. The only governor ever. He beat a recall effort.
Three times he's been elected.
Yeah, I mean, come on. He has turned the state around. So I think he's good. His problem is he just doesn't have that energy.
Right.
You know, he's got that.
And it's early on, too. But again, why? You know, here we are judging them based on popularity and the way they perform for a soundbite for a minute or two.
But people have to remember that. You know, Huckabee came out and talked about, you know, the 10% consumption tax or whatever. And at the end of Fox News, everybody loved Huckabee with Frank Lunch Poster.
Huckabee's used to having a camera in his face.
Correct.
So any of us who have been on camera are used to having a camera in your face. If you've never had a camera in your face, it can be unnerving.
Correct.
It's a very unreal experience.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Christie, on October 3rd, we're having the New Jersey Safe conference.
Yeah. Is he coming?
We're trying to get him.
Oh.
Evan Knappen is meeting with Christie's people on Monday because
they're
going to be up in New Hampshire, and Knappen is going to be pushing it and trying to get people, Christie's people, because it's a great time, October 3rd. And this is the New Jersey Second Amendment Firearms Education Conference, njsafecon.net. I'm telling you right now, don't miss it. Tickets are selling really fast. They're whopping $9.50 a piece. It looks like we got Keith Pantaleone to speak, Dan Schmutter to speak, Evan Knappen's going to speak, Scott Bach's going to speak, speaking.
Very good.
Shanine Allen, Keith Pantaleone is going to be there, Stefan Josie's going to be there, Ainsley's going to be holding a minority roundtable. A couple of the larger gun stores are there. Anybody listening to this, if you go to any gun stores and they're not involved in a safe conference, you should get them on board because it's only a few bucks for them to get a booth. This is going to be an exciting day. We're going to have the media there.
Or maybe find a different place to buy guns.
Yes, let me tell you something. If Christie does confirm to show up that day, you're probably not going to get a ticket. Yeah. All right. It's going to get sold out. You're not going to get a ticket. We're going to get full media coverage on this, and it's going to be a wonderful thing to have every year. This is our Second Amendment conference, like the Gun Rights Policy Conference every year that the Second Amendment Foundation does. So people need to get behind this. All right.
What day is it again?
October 3rd. Saturday, October 3rd. Gun for Hire Radio is going to be doing the radio show from there. Sandy doesn't
know it yet.
Right
from the floor.
I will have a booth there. The Saw Group will have a booth next to me. Everybody who, Right to Self Protect in Randolph, the gun range, friends of mine, they're going to have a booth there. They're going to have a simulator, firearm safety and storage, FSS, where you can store your firearms from Whippany. They're going to have a booth there. I think they're going to have a demo thing as well. This is a civil rights conference. All are welcome.
Yeah.
It's
a civil rights
Cumberland
issue.
County College allowed us to have the venue there, and it's a beautiful venue. It's going to be really,
it really,
really
is
nice.
A nice
there's
place,
going to
yeah.
be a program. There's going to be hats for sale. Knappen's teaching a class for lawyers for CLE credits, and then Knappen's teaching an open mic, open forum class.
Oh, very
as
nice.
Well.
Oh, question, yeah, Q&A type
yes,
of thing?
Schmutter's going to be doing
that's
the
worth
same
the price.
Thing.
Oh, my God. That's worth yeah.
it's
the price
$9.50.
It's ridiculous, yeah.
Bach is going to be speaking. Schmutter is going to be speaking. I don't even know what I'm going to be talking about. Hopefully, we'll be able to talk about something relevant. So don't miss it. Please don't.
Yeah, I mean, just get involved for a change. In New Jersey, we really do need some support from the gun community, from the gun owners. Everything I do gonna be funky from now on. Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
This segment is brought to you by Philly Gun Training, PHILLY, guntraining.com, Philadelphia Firearms Training, our own Jose Morales in Philly proper, right across the street, Garden City, right?
It's Spring Garden. Garden City's in New York.
Whatever.
Unfortunately, you drive
I'm on my way to
lot,
New York huh? right after this.
I know, right to Garden City.
Right to Garden City. Jose
935
teaches...
Spring Garden Avenue in Philadelphia.
Jose has been an NRA training counselor. He's also a Gun for Hire certified instructor. He teaches lipstick bodyguard and other self-defense
he's
things.
He's also doing this big thing now with the he did a big thing with your mentor, Masoud Ayoub.
Mm-hmm.
So he's doing now the use of deadly force in Pennsylvania,
good
specifically
for
Pennsylvania.
He's a good man, Jose. So support those who support us. So PhillyGunTraining.com. Check him out, ladies and gentlemen. So listen to this news brief. Family to pay price for trying to sue ammo dealers. Now, we have a tragedy. The family of 24-year-old Jessica Gowie, a victim of the 2012 movie theater shooting in Aurora, Colorado, they sued four ammo dealers because they believed that that was the reason why.
Well, let's. They were goaded into suing those four ammo dealers by a very nasty anti-gun group out of California who kind of really said it would be a good idea. So they used these people as pawns. And then as soon as the judge threw the case out because it had absolutely no merit, they're now forced to pay the legal fees. And guess who walked away from them? These same anti-gun group. So that's what happens.
$200,000 in legal fees they have to pay now.
So as they should. Yes. Okay, they drew first blood.
That's a true definition of a frivolous lawsuit.
Absolutely.
Right there.
Sure. So why should the ammo dealers have to defend selling something that's perfectly legal? It's like suing the Chevy dealer because your daughter got killed by a drunk driver.
Correct.
Who was driving a Chevy pickup truck.
And it happens all the time. It happens all the time. Right?
They'll use any excuse they can in order to try to ban guns. It's just that simple. You got to understand, they hate us. They hate. It's not guns they hate. It's us they hate.
You think? Do you think?
I think so.
So this is what happens when we deal. I just getting a call. No caller ID. I bet you it's Fox News. Let's talk a little bit about this state trooper. New Jersey State Trooper in Sparta. We're going to teach you what not to do, and we're going to go over this verbatim. Three young adults were arrested.
And this story is for the people who say only police officers should have guns.
Correct. So tell them what happened.
Well, a couple of drunk teenagers are out one night, go to visit their buddy's house, and as drunk teenagers usually are, they were a little disoriented. They knocked on their buddy's next-door neighbor's house, who happened to be an off-duty state trooper. State trooper comes down, guns a-blazing, kicks the door open, and these kids start to run after he starts screaming at them. So he does what is prudent and starts shooting at them.
Just takes his service gun and shoots. And I'm just imagine me with my eyes closed, just wantonly shooting into the air. Okay?
That's great.
Okay? That's what he did.
Then he gets on the phone, calls his troop barracks, and has helicopters come with searchlights, five of them, thank you, and taking photographs looking for these criminals who had the audacity to knock on his door. Well, he did shoot the car, and the car got disabled about a mile or so away. They arrested two of the perpetrators and are looking for the, according to the New Jersey News, for the third suspect.
Young kids who shit themselves.
Right.
When they found out all they did was knock on the wrong door.
They were lost and got shot at by a New Jersey State Trooper.
And let me
Did you read the backstory where the residents of the neighborhood are complaining because the troop barracks now sent out because the trooper, this reminds me of what's going on down in Sweeneyville, where the trooper did not like the fact that the press was coming over and interviewing him. He had a big one-on-one with one of the press on his front lawn, and that very day, an unmarked troop car shows up and has been parked outside their house for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they said the rest of the neighbors are saying it's really ominous. As you drive up the street, they turn the lights on and shine them into your windows. It's harassment. It's amazing how you can use the power, and we, the idiot, moron taxpayers, pay for this.
Over and over and over again.
And, you know, I am the first one to jump in and defend the cops, but this is bullshit.
Did you know a sworn police officer can shoot a known fleeing felon? But you have to actually see the felony being committed. Okay.
Yes, yeah.
So, in other words, if a cop sees someone commit a felony and turns to flee, they can shoot at them. Three kids knocking on your door in the middle of the night.
Not a felony.
It's not a felony. Yeah. And, you know, there's going to be some... or retraining or reschooling.
Well, yeah,
or
he'll probably have to go to
here.
Sensitivity training,
but,
or something, or show up at your, you know.
Our out-of-state brethren, have you heard much about this story?
No.
No, because it involves.
How about New Jersey? You haven't heard it either.
Because it involves a law enforcement officer.
Right.
If this was a citizen this, we'd be all over the gun control shit again. Okay?
And did you see what happened with that shooting? I mean, that wasn't a shooting. But again, they have a picture. The other morning, I'm at the gym and I see this latest movie theater thing. The guy with the idiot with the hatchet who came in and a pellet gun, a toy gun, right?
Yep.
So what do they show?
Well,
they
not
show
New
this
Jersey.
Guy.
It's a real gun, but go ahead.
Right. They show a picture of this guy and a picture of the gun, like the gun was part of the criminal thing.
What else is new?
No picture of the hatchet.
What else is new?
It's just, it's amazing. It brings up a couple of points, and I sort of want to get into it a little bit later with you if we've got time. You know, everybody keeps asking, what can you do to prepare yourself for going to a movie, going to the mall, going? This is going to continue to happen because of the copycat crowd.
Anchor yourself against the wall, like a left wall or the back wall against you. Bring some evasive devices with you. It's like a 120 or higher lumen flashlight, a lipstick bodyguard for everybody that's attending. And listen, pull your head out of your asses. Have a plan.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a plan.
Yeah.
Sit and say, hon, listen, you know, but it's hard. You get engrossed in a movie and absorbed into it. Somebody could sneak right up on you, you know. And
oh, even a shoot 'em up movie. Yeah. How are you going to even
correct.
Know what the hell's
and
going
Murphy's
on?
Murphy's Law says that's when it's going to happen.
Of course, yeah.
You know, so I'll tell you what, just stay home and Netflix it or Amazon Fire Stick or Apple TV.
How
like
sad
I do
is this, though?
Well,
how sad
well, then,
is this?
Then move to a state where you can carry a gun. So, but even then, carrying it in a movie theater, somebody can come up behind you and execute you. You know,
right.
I mean,
and the movie theaters, of course, all have posted no guns. So
uh-huh.
The question becomes: do I break the theory of the sign and carry anyway as I'm going in, or do I, make myself a victim to being killed? I don't know. Get in trouble. Killed.
Yeah, if it's a state where I can carry a gun, I'd carry it even if they had a posted sign.
Absolutely,
I'd deal with it
sure,
later.
Yeah.
You know, I go to AMC movie theaters. They have dine-in theaters. They're
mm-hmm.
for adults.
Right.
And it's not an adult movie.
Adult
but
theater,
it's, you know,
I was going to say.
Do they even have those anymore?
I don't know.
I think DVDs might have killed that. But the way it works is you reserve your seats online, and I always reserve the back row. And the seats turn into recliners, and they serve food and alcohol in the theater. And the adult dining theater, you have to be over 21, and then they have one where you have to be over 18, where alcohol is optional. I don't drink, but it's like $13 a ticket. And the last time I went
That's
with Kelly,
bad.
I reserved two seats. There's only six seats in the back row, and I reserved the two against the wall in the back. And there's only like 50 seats in the whole theater. You know, it's
yeah.
an adult theater. Yeah, whatever. I'm screwed. Anyway.
We
dine-in
get it.
Theater.
Yeah.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Everyone, it's Jim. I haven't been on in a while. I'll be back hopefully next week or two. so we can send in your questions to Ant. But I'm out. I love you guys. Got a class to teach.
Ask Jimmy. Thank you, Jimmy. Okay, so so I was not in an adult theater. I was in the dine-in theater, AMC dine-in theater. Anyway, let's move on. And I went to a real massage parlor last week too. Right, believe that. So listen
real
to this.
Real massage parlor.
Monmouth County had an illegal gun buyback program.
Yes, they did.
And they retrieved 428 firearms. 15 were assault weapons.
Assault weapons.
Okay.
If they were really assault weapons, I think they're worth more than a ShopRite gift card, aren't they?
And, you know, Napin has proven that these are illegal, but listen to this. The final count was 15 assault weapons, 80 semi-auto handguns, 206 revolvers, 33 shotguns, and 56 rifles. There was an overwhelming response to the gun buyback. None of these guns were used in crimes, but here's what they did. They checked guns.
They checked them for...
to see if they were stolen.
If they were stolen.
Not checked to see if they were used in crimes.
Exactly.
Okay? That's from John McConnell sent that. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Well, in the liberal mindset, it does. They checked all the guns to see if they were stolen, but didn't check any of them to see if they were used in crimes, and now they're going to be destroyed.
And even if they were used in crimes, the people turning them in are exonerated from those crimes.
I keep getting an unknown missed call. How much you want to bet it's Fox News,
it's
got to
be a producer at Fox.
Yeah. Why don't they have their phone call blocked,
because
though?
They don't want you to call them back.
Well, what does that mean?
It means we don't like to be bothered.
Oh, but why? I like to be bothered. Yeah, 2 seconds. Every one of the calls has been 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And another one. 2 seconds. 1 second, that one. They're looking for me, Sanzi.
We are on the radio, though.
Sorry. Oh, so I was reading my mail.
I get that.
Okay, so listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Couple of things.
You want to sweep the floor, too?
I'll do whatever's necessary. Right, you know me. I really don't care. I got some letters here. I know I've been putting off some letters, but this one is from Kurt Andrews. I just had a real-life experience happen to me. I injured my right hand and had to go to the ER a couple of days ago. I now cannot use my right hand for a time, and it just hit me about 2 days ago. I cannot shoot my CCW gun. In fact, I can't even rack the slide on my gun or even manipulate the firearm, get a revolver, at all. I first was down and upset with myself. Then I remembered some training I got several years ago on how to manipulate a firearm with just one hand. I got out my notes that I took during the class and looked over them. I now carry my CCW but on my weak side pocket. I wanted to say thank you for advice that you gave out over your show about getting training. It really paid off. Since I have been listening to your show, I've received more training by classes, DVDs, and manuals. Anthony, I want you to know that I have read and own every book by Masada Yum, hell yeah, has written, and they are great help in between the classes when I go to them. Sorry I did not get back to you sooner about the jogging question a couple weeks ago. Thank you for the info. I use a fanny pack made by Bulldog. That's a good fanny pack. It not only worked great for jogging, but it worked for bicycling and hiking. Also, Kurt Andrews. Well, we talk about this all the time, training. You should shoot at least one match a year, weak-handed.
Oh, yeah.
And you should be practicing when you go to the range, weak-handed, and manipulate the guns. And, Kurt, if you couldn't manipulate the slide, a revolver.
Yeah, perfect.
You can handle a revolver left-handed. When we do weak-hand drills with revolvers. I've seen students bring the revolver up to them and knock the cylinder open with their chin, keeping the muzzle pointed in a safe direction. Okay?
Yeah,
yes.
You could.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. Right.
Whatever it takes. Could. So, you know, that's why you want to train weak hand drills all the time. You don't want to always shoot just your strong, dominant hand. You want to train weak hand. Okay, I got another letter here. Jason from Barron County, Kentucky. All right. Love the show. Kick that communist Sweeney fellow out of the country. Hope you get rid of that shit bag. I find it amazing when I'm here, when I hear about some of your gun laws. Yeah. Do your residents think that it is normal? Here I can carry anything I want almost anywhere I want, and I do. We hate you.
Yeah.
Can you own suppressors? Same. No. Machine guns? No.
No.
I love suppressors. They are like cold beer and hot women. Just can't get enough of them and expensive. The same country and totally different gun laws. It's just freaking crazy. You all ever come down here to Rock Castle Range, Park City, Kentucky, let me know. I would love to come out and shoot
with you.
You've
been to Rock Castle.
I've been to Rock Castle for the pro gun, pro-am shooting. And that's Jason from Barron County, Kentucky. Yes, Jason, that's why we want you guys to listen to our show and support us and support like RecallSweeney.com, because our laws don't stay in our state.
Yeah, it's
like
a cancer, my friend.
That's why we need you, okay?
Yes.
Exactly. That's why we need you.
It's probably why we have more listeners outside of the state of New Jersey, throughout all of the states, even outside the U.S., than we do in the state of New Jersey, is because people in New Jersey don't give a shit.
Correct. They don't give a shit.
You know, talking to just a couple of guys before, you were raised in New Jersey to that guns are just not a normal part of life. We're the oddballs here.
Correct.
You know, so we roll over very easily.
One of our Gun for Hire alumni passed this week, Len Schneider. I just wanted to...
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, and just my condolences to his family. Len had taken a ton of classes. He worked part-time at ANJRPC in the store as a range officer.
Great guy.
Yeah, Len. He had taken a ton of our classes, and he wasn't a spring chicken, and it was a little unexpected. I just, again, my condolences to the family.
I know he had been ill for a little bit.
Very good man. And one more letter just to lighten it up a little bit. This is from Steve Justice from Gibbstown, New Jersey. He wrote, after a long day of driving and working, yes, listening to last Sunday's podcast, I read these gems in today's Courier Post. First is an off-duty combat officer that saved a woman's life in New York City. Of course, he was lucky enough to be armed. Yes, he got involved. She was being robbed, and he had his off-duty gun. And then a shitbag wrecked his car. He got caught with a stolen handgun and weed, arrested, pleads guilty to receiving stolen property, the gun, only to have the state Supreme Court throw out the evidence, and it looks like he will walk away. What the F? Well, Steve, welcome to the revolving door system that we call our criminal justice system.
Unless you're here, you know, volunteering your time to fix a cell tower that got blown over during a storm, and then you get arrested
and
charged.
Well, because the cell tower guy, Fletcher, he's a law-abiding citizen with nothing to plead down.
Right.
See, the shitbag is facing 19 charges, so his lawyer, public defender that we paid for, goes to the prosecutor
charge.
And says, all right, we'll plead to this, and if you'll throw the gun charge out. This happens time and time and time again.
Right.
I say it. I've been saying it for 5 years. We need to start judging the judges.
It's Bass Hackwards.
Okay? Yeah, we need to start prosecuting the prosecutors and judging the judges.
Yes.
Listen, I've been going through illegal bullshit for a year now for one tiny little thing because of a vendetta.
A personal vendetta.
Okay, so you don't have to tell me about it. And I'm a law-abiding citizen, and I pay my taxes, and I get up and I go to work every day, and I volunteer and I donate, and I try to be a good person and a good citizen in this country. But if I was a shitbag in this state, I could plea bargain my ass off, and I'd get a slap in my ass, and I'd be done. That's how it works. So I hate to say it, Steve, but that's how our system works. You have loaded magazines in your car, not illegal.
But you're going to get arrested.
Knappen says you'll get arrested. You'll get charged. You'll have to pay $10,000 to him for a retainer. You'll have to go to court. Your guns will get confiscated. You'll have to fight to get them back and everything. The shitbag, what does he care?
Right.
What does he care? He doesn't care at all. Start judging the judges and start prosecuting the prosecutors. Okay?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. We have to hold these people accountable.
It's so wrong because it's upside down. What you wanted the law to do, which was to stop the proliferation of crime, it has completely reversed itself. The law is now attacking us. Many of the people in the legal system, like we can't even really talk about right now, are using the system for their own gain and personal vendetta. Look at what's going on in Pennsylvania. It's the same thing that's happening here in New Jersey.
Correct.
It is somebody using the legal system against someone the way the IRS has been used for years and years and years. When the hell are we going to stand up to this and say enough is enough?
The
forefathers would have been shooting already.
We can't. The whole system needs to be ripped down
completely and rebuilt.
Because we just keep putting cork in the hole in the dike.
Right.
And more cork. You need to rip the effing dike down.
Right.
Have a flood, clean all the garbage out.
Yeah, let it go.
And then build a new dike.
Right. Exactly.
That's how it's got to be.
Right.
Okay. Thank you all. FundraisingWrestling.com, RecallSweeney.com, and of course, NJSafeCon.net. You want to go to New Jersey Second Amendment Conference.
October 3rd.
August 29th, and RecallSweeney.com is ongoing. October 16th, Knappen in the house for his gun law seminar. It will sell out. The last October's class sold out. After the Badge, August 25th, our own Jan Gilhooley, retired Secret Service agent. August 25th, 2 p.m. at the Woodland Park Range. Free if you're a cop or a retired cop and a member of the range. $125 if you're not. August 15th, basic first aid at the range. August 16th, Protective Pen by the Kali family.
Very good class.
August 17th, holster draw class. August 19th, quick clot. August 22nd, Urban Pistol 1 at Cedar Grove. August 22nd, become a range safety officer at the Woodland Park Range. Thank y'all.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Please, guys, each one reach one. Spread the news about the show around the country. The more listeners we get, the more we love it. October 3rd, the New Jersey Gun Rights Safe Conference. Come to it. Winston, it's about time now to do your thing. Good boy. We love you guys. See you next week. To go shine and see.